Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Today, Chris, we're going to give a shout-out to offensive lineman of the Detroit Lions, Kenny Wiggins. He had just signed a contract this past spring, Chris, 2-year deal with the Lions after having played a few years out in San Diego. So he has a lot of allegiance to California and everything, and this is a guy that went out to – he's been from Elk Grove, California. He played high school ball there, and he played his football at Fresno State in college. But he's with the Lions now. But just last week, Chris, before he's getting ready to go to training camp, he's very involved in this organization called Strikes for Kids. And Strikes for Kids is a organization, Chris, that they organize charity golf and bowling events. They have over 100, 125 NBA, NFL players get together with local businesses, fans, and a lot of different families, and they actually do it for charity. And so Kenny Wiggins got involved in this going back to his area of California there. And this was strictly bowling, this classic. And they raised enough money in this event, Chris, last week, that it provided over 125 backpacks for kids of Fresno County that are going to be going back to school soon. And they also had a little silent auction again. But they've already, Strikes for Kids has already hosted more than 100 events throughout the country. And so it's great that they can do this, Chris. They make a significant difference. A lot of guys, professional athletes, are buying into this whole thing. But charity golf and bowling is at the forefront of all their activities. And, again, Wiggins is involved, and I'm sure what he did in California will continue to do in Detroit. We wish him luck both at his, with his new team and, what he continues to do for Strikes for Kids. It's a great story.
Yes, it is. And, thanks for bringing that one out, Bob. Tonight, I'm going to put my spotlight on a name that is near and dear to you. I'm putting it on the Atcho family, and you spotlighted Bears linebacker Sam Atcho a couple of times. Yes. And I'm going to put the spotlight on Sam, but also his brother Emmanuel, and who played for the Browns and the Eagles from 2012 to 2014, plus their parents, Dr. Sonny and Christy Atcho. And Dr. Atcho is a mental health professional and a pastor of North Dallas Living Hope Bible Fellowship Church. And Dr. and Mrs. Atcho were both born over in Nigeria. And back in the 80s, Bob, they went back home and found that many of their friends and family were dying due to the lack of just basic over-the-counter drugs that can be found here in the U.S. And in 1989, they organized annual trips to Nigeria with volunteer doctors, surgeons, nurses, and pharmacists to bring the necessary aid to rural villages there in Nigeria. And Emmanuel and Sam and their sister Stephanie joined their parents on those trips as soon as they were old enough to help. And Emmanuel, who's now 27, has been on 20 missionary trips over there, and he would even go during the off season when he was with the Eagles. Back in 2017, just a little over a year ago, they opened the Living Hope Medical Center over there, and they perform surgeries for things like hernias and cataracts and other ailments, and they've done more than 1,800 of them and taken care of those patients. And in the past, you know, they even helped bring, you know, a lady who was blind over there, they helped bring her sight back, which is absolutely a miracle and fantastic. Emmanuel talked about how special it is to go back there, saying there's nothing closer to living the life that Jesus would want us to live than by going back to the villages in Nigeria, where there is nothing but you, other people, and God. No technology, no cell phones, no internet, none of that stuff. He says it's the closest way to live the life, you know, a serving life that Jesus would want us to do in its pure form by doing what they do. So, Bob, kudos to the entire Atcho family for the great things that they are doing to help people over in rural Nigeria to get the medical and pharmaceutical attention that they vitally need. It's a very special family, Bob.
Well, Sam's name always comes up in this segment, Chris, so that kind of tells you what kind of guy he's been. Always got his name associated with the Walter Payton Award, and he's just an amazing individual, and one of the reasons why we saved this segment for the end is because of guys like him who you don't normally read about in the sports pages. You'll have to dig a little bit like you did, but we know how much good he does. I'm sure his name will come up again because he's one of these guys that is totally immersed in it. So kudos to him, Chris. It's so refreshing to end the show like that.
Yeah, it certainly is. And kudos to the entire Acho family. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our sincere thanks again to JT Thomas, Craig Colquitt, Wendell Davis, and Ron Lippick for joining us tonight. And Bob, as always, it's such a thrill to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
That went by quick, Chris. That was a fun show, and let's try it again next week.
We certainly will. Joining us next week will be our good friend and Florida A&M head coach, Willie Simmons. Looking forward to catching up with Coach. Former Dodgers general manager Fred Clair will be back with us, as will former Rangers, Yankees, and Braves outfielder Billy Sample. Always a fun time having Billy as part of a segment. And former Steelers defensive back Randy Fuller will also be back with us. And, of course, Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins will be here as well. Want to remind everyone how you can follow us on social media. First, over on Facebook, we have a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we've got links to, you know, all of our archive episodes as well that link back to our page over on Podbean. And, folks, download the Podbean app. You can take us with you, with you everywhere you go, whether you're in the gym or on your commute or in the mall, the grocery store, on your walk, your run, on any of that sort of thing. You can stream any of our archive episodes for free there on the Podbean app or by going online to podbean.com. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, we'll talk then, Chris. And we also want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, thanks everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.